Our next presenter is Ms. Mallory Barrett. She's going to be talking about the effect of sulfur source and rates on winter canola yield and oil content.
Good morning. Thank you for coming. I'm going to start off by just talking a little bit about sulfur and plant growth. Sulfur is a component of the amino acids methionine and cysteine, which are critical for the production of protein. Deficiencies in sulfur produce stunted growth and overall all lighter color, and sometimes it's confused with a nitrogen deficiency. However, it appears on the younger leaves first. Sulfur is supplied by sulfate sulfur in the soil, and it's taken, or sulfate sulfur comes from the oxidation of elemental sulfur or from the mineralization of organic matter. It also is supplied by atmospheric sulfur from rainfall, from industrialization. It can be lost through runoff and erosion processes and through leaching and volatilization. Prior to 1985, canola production, the FDA banned canola production because of high levels of toxic amino acids for human consumption. And so after 1992, there was an increase to about 1.4 million acres in 2009 because of availability, health benefits, and it's also beneficial as a break crop for producers, for cereal producers, because it's not a host for many of the pathogens that cereal crops are susceptible to. There's been an increase in recorded deficiencies lately because of a shift to fertilizers that don't contain sulfur impurities, and an increase in crop yield potential because of genetics and technology, and also strict regulations on sulfur dioxide emissions, like the Clean Air Act. However, most of the recorded deficiencies have been in Canada and the Northwest United States. In the Northwest United States and Canada, they get about 1 pound per acre sulfur additions from rain. And in Oklahoma, we get about 5 to 6 pounds per acre in rain per year. So the justification for the study was that producers are being encouraged to fertilize the sulfur regardless of sulfur testing. And that can be economically unsound. And also, if you have an acidic soil, it can acidify it further. So the objective of this was to see the impact of sulfur fertilization rates and sources on canola yield and oil quality. So I had two locations and years, Perkins and Lahoma, Oklahoma. Perkins is a Grant Silt loam and Lahoma is a Teller loam. And you can see the locations on the map. It was in a randomized complete block design with four replications at both locations for both years. So I had four sulfur rates, 0, 10, 20, and 30 pounds of sulfur per hectare with two sulfur fertilizers, ammonium sulfate and elemental sulfur, which we use those because that's what producers are applying in Oklahoma. Elemental sulfur has to oxidize in the soil to be available for plant uptake. And we use two canola cultivars, hybrid High Class 154 and open pollinated DKW 4715. Before sampling, I took soil samples from each replication, and these are the averages. I took surface and subsurface because canola has a taproot and it's able to uptake subsurface or 15 to 46 centimeters of sulfate. And the averages ranged from about 48 to 108, so it's pretty high. For the tissue sampling at the bolting stage, I took 30 to 35 mature canola leaves from the growth point, and we picked them by hand and analyzed for minerals and total nitrogen. We harvested in June with a small pluck combine and tested the moisture content and adjusted it based on 10%, and we analyzed the oil content with a near-infrared spectrometer. And the statistical analysis was conducted using SAS, and we used contrast to determine differences between the treatment means. So for the tissue sulfur content, the ammonium sulfate application rate is on the x-axis and the tissue sulfur is on the y. There was a linear relationship between the application rate and the tissue sulfur for the ammonium sulfate fertilizer, and it was significant. However, all the tissue samples were in a range of 0.65 to 0.9, which is in a sufficiency range for canola. DKW is the top line, it's the triangle, and high class is the circle, and it's the bottom. The yield and the yield response to sulfur wasn't significant, even though there was a significant relationship for the ammonium sulfate and the tissue sulfur. The elemental sulfur is the black, and the ammonium sulfate is the black and white, and there wasn't a significant relationship for yield over either variety or rate. The oil content response to sulfur, there was a significant difference between the two varieties, which are on the top, and I've bolded the DKW just to show the significant difference at the 5% level, but there was no difference between the rates. There was a slight quadratic relationship for the oil content for high class with a P of 0.04. So, in summary, for canola, there's a suggested ratio of 7:1. We fertilized the plots with 168 kilograms per hectare. That was a yield goal of 3,000 pounds per acre, and it was based on the residual and the applied from the ammonium sulfate. So we would only need about 24 kilograms of sulfur, sulfate to be sufficient for the canola. At a 3,000 pounds per acre yield goal is pretty good for Oklahoma. And the average for my plots ranged from 48 to 108 kilograms of sulfate sulfur. So it could be assumed that it was adequate for our yield goal. And the average profile, there was a study done in 2000, and they took profile samples from 17 counties in Oklahoma and came up with an average of 140 kilograms per hectare. So soil testing is just really necessary to fertilize with sulfur. And just some acknowledgments from the department. Dr. Zong is my advisor, and just people who on my team who helped me out with all the sampling.
Thank you, Mallory. We do have a few minutes for questions. Do we have any questions for Mallory? Yes.
The oxidation of elemental sulfur, is that a chemical or biological
process? It's done by, it's biological from, it's microbial. So it's about a year-long process too. But that's what producers are being encouraged to apply with elemental sulfur. So. It was Tiger Soul, 90%. Mm-hmm.
There was another question in the back.
When did you apply this sulfur? Did you apply it planting or spraying at the greenup?
We applied it right before we planted.
Go ahead.
Right now, they recommend applying 20 pounds no matter what for canola. So that's their recommendation right now.
I think what he was asking is, does the university have any guidelines for soil testing for sulfur?
Oh, yeah. You mean the procedure that we use?
Well, just recommendations. I assume y'all are using Malic-3.
No, we actually use calcium phosphate extractable sulfate. Sulfur. So,
don't have an established critical level or?
It depends on the crop, I think.
Okay.
So.
But there are some guidelines in place.
Yeah.
Just for my own interest, how many acres of canola are planted presently in Oklahoma?
We actually have, I think last year, I think it was 60,000 acres.
Really?
Yeah, it was up a lot from 2002. So.
And that is winter canola.
Winter canola. Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for Mallory? Thank you, Mallory. Good job.